Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you heard VA Secretary Eric Shinseki has resigned. He is at the head of the controversy of what's been happening with the VA hospitals. President Obama did accept his resignation. We'll review what's been happening at the VA hospitals and how I think there should be other people in the government, right, that go along with Shinseki. I don't understand why they're just letting him take the fall on this one, but it's a complete cluster, and we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the study that has come out, how Wikipedia is quote-unquote dangerous to your health, where a study finds that 9 out of 10 health entries in Wikipedia may contain errors, or many errors. I mean, are they real errors? I mean, what sort of, shall we say, what sort of weight should we be giving to these online sites for medical information to begin with? I mean, and if these sites do end up being 10 out of 10 with their medical information, do we even need doctors? I say, yeah, but we'll talk about that. All right. We'll also talk about how you need to, like, keep light out of the room, because they say light, people with too much light coming into the room seem to gain weight. I know. We'll talk about the two National Spelling Bee winners. This is the first time in 52 years we got two Spelling Bee winners. I know. Oh, I heard it was brutal. Absolutely brutal. All right. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so news this morning that President Obama has accepted a resignation of VA Secretary Eric K. Shinseki hours after he had apologized and accepted responsibility for the health care scandal that turned his agency, they say, into a complete quote-unquote political war zone. So basically, you guys know what happened. What happened with that is apparently the VA has to go up the chain of command and give report that they're not keeping people waiting, that they're training people, etc. Well, there's been reports that a lot of these reports were doctored. So, they said, like, for example, in the Phoenix VA, some of the delays for our veterans to get into health care, to get some sort of health care, took an average of 115 days. 115 days? That's almost 4 months. But what was really the sticker on this one was that was 5 times what the hospital had reported. I mean, if the hospital said, look, guys, this is the best we could do, maybe they wouldn't have gotten in trouble. All right. Plus, as many as 1,700 veterans were kept off the quote-unquote official list to hide that they weren't being served. Now, from what I understand, the VA is going to do is they're going to contact each of those 1,700 veterans that weren't able to get treatment, and they're going to try to help arrange the treatment. All right. From what we understand, there's going to be no bonuses or they're going to try to block bonuses for the senior executives, and they're going to remove patient wait times from performance reviews as a measure of success. You know, this idea of performance reviews has been a very, very popular one over the last few decades in a variety of businesses and venues. But to me, whenever I hear about performance reviews, I start to think fraud. I start to think that people are going to doctor things up so their review looks better. Now, to me, when I used to wait tables, And actually, I used to, you know, work in fast food. And what, the one thing about the restaurant industry is you have secret shoppers. So you would have a secret shopper come through the drive-through or come through the, you know, from, you know, like when I worked at Jack in the Box on Maryland Parkway in Tropicana. And so, you know, I'd be like, you know, but when a patient came in, you had no idea if they were a secret covert employee. Well, I forgot what they called them. C something A's, not CPAs, no. Anyway, something like that. And so, or QPCs or something like that. Okay, so you always want to be in your best behavior. You always want to make sure you bag the burger right. I got in trouble because I put a big Jumbo Jack. The Jumbo Jacks, I think, used to be bigger. I used to put a big Jumbo Jack in one of those small bags. And the sandwich is not supposed to be ripping out of the bag. The bag's not supposed to be ripping to contain the sandwich. I'm supposed to use a bigger bag. But you're not supposed to use too big a bag because you don't want it to look like you got a little bitty sandwich in a big, huge bag. So I screwed up on the bag because I tried to smash this burger into a bag and it ripped or something. I gave it to a customer. Yeah, but it was a good sandwich and it was fast and I smiled and I said, come back again. And I suggest or sold. Same thing. When I was working at a restaurant waiting tables, you would have secret shoppers. Now, I didn't like to be a salesman, so I got in trouble from a secret shopper because I didn't suggest the onion rings and the appetizers, etc. I did not like to suggest or sell. I thought that was just too salesman-y. So I was like, okay, so we're going to get this slab of ribs, this. That's good. Did you guys want any appetizers? And as soon as they start to say, nah, I'm like, you know, I don't blame you. This is kind of a lot of food. You get a lot of big portions on the plate. Now, I didn't think that was bad because I was commenting on the fact there were big portions on the plate. You know, I wasn't saying you don't want the appetizers because they suck. I said you don't want the appetizers. I don't blame you for not wanting the appetizers because you got a lot of good food coming your way. I still got in trouble. You're supposed to suggest or sell appetizers. So I got to tell you, though, these whole secret shopper spy mission, etc., these keep you on your toes. All right? That's what I think should be happening with the VA. The problem is I don't know how they kind of coordinate. I'm sure they have spies in the government that could be a VA patient. But that's how you do your performance review. You come in stealth and you act as a patient and you see what the wait time is. You write that down. This way nobody can doctor it up. Nobody can fake it. Nobody can. You know exactly what's happening to you. And that would be my suggestion. Secret patients. I don't know how you fake a vaginitis. I don't, but I'm sure somebody can. I mean, spies are really good at that stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it, funny? Or serious? You decide how much sass you want, whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Shane and Kyle working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. The last 24 hours is my final push this month for raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. I'm starting to work on another charity in the next few weeks. So anything you guys could do to help. And I know you guys, you know, kind of pick and choose your charities. Oh, there's someone want to help kids. There's someone want to help pets. There's someone want to help mother-in-laws. I get that. That's fine. All right. So the next 24 hours is going to be the final push. We're trying to hit the $20,000 mark. We're close. So anything you guys could donate to help, I would really, really appreciate it. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and find the Fight Blood Cancer link. Click on that. And anything you could donate, $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30, $35, $40, $45, $400, $4,500. That's a good one. That's a nice, juicy donation of $4,500. So if you could donate, please, anything you could donate helps these kids pay their medical bills as well as helps fight blood cancer from a research perspective for adults and kids. Extremely important. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI.
Hi there. I am troubled with feet and ankle swelling. It feels like a band around my ankle with tingling in my toes. I've spoken to the doctor many, many times about it, and he just kind of shrugs his shoulders. But I have one of those senior dimensions, so, you know, what do you expect? One-year analysis had microalbumin in it, and he now has put a diagnosis of chronic kidney disease. So you can see what I'm dealing with. I just thought maybe you might have an inkling why I elevate my feet when I sleep at night. I elevate them during the day, and the minute I have them down for like an hour or so, they start swelling again. It's just uncomfortable. No pain, just uncomfortable. Thank you.
I wish I could talk to you live. This was looks like on our answer line recorded from yesterday. I'd like to talk to you because I'd like to ask you a few more questions. It sounds like you live in Las Vegas because you mentioned one of the insurance companies in Las Vegas. You know, the thing is, there's edema or the swelling of your legs, and you're right, it can be painful, it can cause tingling, etc. There's a variety of causes of that or culprits. Kidney disease is a biggie. You know, people that have kidney disease could have swelling, but it's not always the first thing I think about. You know, one of the first things I think about is, of course, the heart. And we've talked about leg swelling and why the heart could be the cause of that. Because let's say the heart weakens and the pump isn't working like it's supposed to. When the pump isn't working, you start to get back pressure of the fluid and backflow of the fluid. And where does the fluid go? It goes to the, gravity-dependent areas. And so if your feet are, vertically down, right? You know, they're lower, obviously, than the rest of your body. They're closer to the center of the earth than, let's say, your head, etc. That's where the swelling is going to go. Plus, your body has mechanisms to try to avoid cerebral edema. Most of the edema would happen more dependently, for example, in the lower part of your legs. And it's interesting, you know, when you say, I'm in bed and I'm fine, and then when I get up and I have the swelling, we call that dependent edema because it depends on gravity. That's how I look at it. So the first thing I always think of is heart. If the heart looks good, the second thing I think of is medication. I go straight to your medication list after I know that the heart looks good. So, like, for example, calcium channel blockers are huge. If you take amlodipine or Norvasc or Lotrel, Tyazac, Cardizem, I'm trying to think of some other calcium channel blockers. That brand of blood pressure medication is a huge culprit of leg edema. You know, the other thing that causes leg edema that a lot of people don't realize are your anti-inflammatories. So people who have swollen legs, if they take ibuprofen, naproxen, those things can cause swollen legs. And, a lot of people say, well, look, you know, my feet hurt, my legs hurt, so I have to take some ibuprofen. So it ends up being a vicious cycle. Sometimes if you're on a steroid medication, especially an oral steroid medication, prednisone, methylprednisolone, etc., those can make you swell. The diabetic medications, Actos, those would make you swell. The rosiglitazone, pioglitazone, those things could make you swell as well. So certain medications can make you swell and cause edema, so that could be an issue. All right. Let's say you actually have some blood flow issues. Let's say one of your legs is swelling and not the other. The first thing I think of when it's just a unilateral, asymmetrical type of swelling is I think of a blood clot. If you have a blood clot, you got something stopping the flow. Have I ever seen anybody with bilateral blood clots? I have. It's rare, but I have. So whenever anybody does have some edema, and I don't believe it's due to the calcium channel blocker or the diabetic medication that they're on, and I don't think it's due to their heart, I do an ultrasound. Just a simple ultrasound of their legs to check the veins and a lot of times to check the arteries if they're having trouble finding your pulses. And that's just to see what the flow is. Because, again, remember, a lot of our body is plumbing, basic plumbing. Now, what else can cause swelling? Well, you could have low protein like hypoalbuminemia, low albumin, because, you know, proteins kind of act like sponges to keep fluid in the blood vessels. So if you have low protein, low albumin, again, a sign of kidney disease, then the fluid just seems to go more dependently and it doesn't stay where it needs to be. Some people that go through some major illness could start to have swelling. Unfortunately, again, a lot of major critical illnesses affect the kidneys as well. So, you know, kidney disease like nephrotic syndrome, etc., that could cause severe leg edema. Sometimes you could get anasarca, whole body edema. It's a shame because some of my family members, right before they died, they completely swelled up, and it was because of a kidney condition, their nephrotic system syndrome. But, you know, also don't forget the liver. If you have liver issues, that could also cause fluid retention. Remember, a lot of people start to develop cirrhosis. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about leg swelling. Cirrhosis is where, how I look at it, is the liver just starts to scar and harden, and it just becomes a brick because of all the alcohol or the hepatitis or whatever affected that liver, medications that just started to cause it to harden. And unfortunately, some people even have a have certain genetic tendencies to have a cirrhotic liver. It could be some pretty serious stuff. Well, if you have cirrhosis, then you have low levels of albumin in the blood, low levels of albumin and other proteins, then again, edema. Sometimes the fluid can actually leak into your abdomen. That could cause ascites. So, you know, liver disease also. You know, some of us, we just swell. It's called venous insufficiency. My ankles are very sexy first thing in the morning. They're really cute. I could wear an anklet. By the end of the day, I look like an elephant. And I'm not even talking about my ankles. And it's because throughout the day, the swelling. So that's sort of dependent edema. It could be venous insufficiency. Again, you want to make sure that everything else is okay, but a lot of times it's genetic. So whenever my legs swell, I go over to my mom's house and I smack her upside the head because I blame my mom for that one. Other forms of swelling could be, you know, allergic reactions. You could get bit by something, stung by something. There could be trauma. You know, you could bang your knee into something or your ankle into something. And that swells, that's never something fun. But remember, edema means fluid. Okay, that means you have some sort of fluid. So it could be inflammation. Protective inflammatory response to protect and wall something off. You know, a lot of times you'll swell where you get a snake bite or a spider bite because the body does not want the venom to travel. So a lot of times it's a defense mechanism. And then, of course, allergies. Sometimes certain allergies unfortunately cause you to swell up because you have too much of an inflammatory system. That could be very serious as well. So what do you do? All right. Well, again, if you have heart disease, you want to affect the heart. Not affect the heart. You want to treat the heart disease. Okay, you want to be evaluated for heart disease. Check the lungs. Check the heart, etc. If it's allergies, antihistamines. Avoid the allergen. Get some allergy testing. Maybe some allergy shots, etc. If you have a blood clot, you want to go to the hospital. You want to get that blood clot thinned. You want to be started on a blood thinner, and you want to find out why you're prone to blood clots and get that all figured out. Let's say you have something causing lymphedema or something causing an obstruction. You want to relieve the obstruction. Okay, if there's something obstructing a blood vessel or et cetera, you know, very rarely I'll have to CAT scan someone's abdomen to see if something is pressing on the vein causing the backflow to make sure it's not an abdominal tumor. Okay? The blood pressure medication like amlodipine, et cetera, if you change your blood pressure medicine, that's good. Now, some of you become addicted to these water pills, and you're always on these diuretics. Oh, I have to take them because otherwise I'll swell. The problem with the diuretics is you just relieving extra fluid. Your body still has to take in fluid. I mean, you can only dehydrate yourself so much. So, you know, whether you urinate out an extra 50 cc's, you know, if you're still prone to edema, you're still going to get edema. But a little bit of protein in the urine doesn't necessarily mean you have full-blown kidney disease. I'd recommend a 24-hour urine, protein, and creatinine clearance. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I kind of figured out this whole Mophie thing with my phone. The big mistake I do is I leave my Mophie on all day. I think I get it. Your phone starts to uncharge on its own, so you quickly turn on the Mophie, let it charge, and then shut off the Mophie. So then the Mophie, see, already my Mophie's half done, and it's only the morning for me. This is ridiculous. Okay, maybe I don't, you know what, the Mophie is burning up more battery even quicker than my iPhone. I am so sick of this. I'm going to go back to BlackBerry if Apple can't get the poop together. All right, let's move on. Wikipedia. I was on More Las Vegas TV show yesterday talking to Monica Jackson about this, how there was a study that came out saying Wikipedia could be possibly dangerous to your health. Now, I'm a fan of Wikipedia. I like Wikipedia. You know, I get a lot of information from Wikipedia, and I always cross-check it, and a lot of the information I see. Now, remember, I don't check medical, because I don't go to Wikipedia for medical, because I know everything, but, you know. But I go to Wikipedia, you know, to look up, you know, things like I was about to see Human Nature, so I looked up Human Nature and talked about on Wikipedia that Human Nature was an Australian band, and, you know, these guys are pretty good and et cetera. And I'm on Wikipedia. I love how Wikipedia has me on there, so I'm a fan of Wikipedia. So if anybody says, what do you think about Wikipedia, I say I like it. However, I never investigated any of the health information, and apparently this study finds that 9 out of 10 health entries are wrong. This was published earlier this month in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association. U.S. researchers found that 90% of Wikipedia entries related to the 10 costliest medical conditions like coronary artery disease and back pain, etc., contained inaccuracies and antiquated data. Antiquated data meaning old data. All right. Robert Hasty of the Campbell University Wallace School of Osteopathic Medicine, North Carolina, and lead author of the study said, while Wikipedia is a convenient tool for conducting research, from a public standpoint, patients should not use as a primary resource. Well, everybody knows that. You should not be going to a computer for your medicine. Okay? However, do we self-diagnose? Well, of course, a lot of us self-diagnose. Right? I mean, why do we self-diagnose? Well, it's cheaper. Okay, I mean, if I have an issue, rather than, you know, sitting for a couple, it's also more convenient, rather than sitting for a couple hours in the doctor's office, then finally seeing the doctor after paying a $75 copay, which my copays have gone up to, I can just Google it online. So I get that. Okay? However, you know, a computer cannot take the place of a doctor. I know a lot of you guys think that a computer could be a lot more entertainment than my radio show, but I'm not talking about my broadcasting ability. I'm talking about my medical ability. Now, another issue that Dr. Hasty brings up is Wikipedia can be edited by anyone. And so it doesn't have the same screening process as, like, peer-reviewed medical journals. So you could go on there. Like, for example, somebody could go on to the Dr. Dahlia Wikipedia entry and go, Dr. Dahlia is the hottest thing out there. All right? Now, if I saw that, I would probably, yes, I would probably comment on its inaccuracy. But I would probably leave it because I think it's jolly good fun to have somebody add their, you know, 2 cents into my beauty. I think that's wonderful. However, what if somebody goes on there and says Dr. Dahlia really does look like an elephant? I would have a problem with that. And then I would have to go in and edit it. So you need somebody watching. You know, you always need somebody watching this. Now, I don't know much about how Wikipedia monitors that, but the fact that anybody could go in and edit does cause concern. They say after comparing Wikipedia entries for 10 of the most common ailments with the latest research from peer-reviewed medical journals, Hasty and his team found that 9 out of 10 entries contained assertions that contradicted current research. Okay, the only entry that passed was concussions, but there was wrong information they claim on high cholesterol, back pain, diabetes, high blood pressure, COPD, emphysema, arthritis, major depressive disorder, lung disorder, coronary artery disease. Now, do doctors and medical students say, I mean, we all use sites. I don't particularly, again, I don't go to Wikipedia so much for my medical. I'm a big fan of the Mayo Clinic, the WebMD, etc. I'm a big fan of those. However, I still take everything with a grain of salt because, I mean, my medical training at UNR and UCLA, I think, far exceeds what an author could put that may not have medical training. Now, some of these are written by doctors, and sometimes they're written by nurses or nutritionists, and sometimes the information is really damn good. You know, but other times, you know, a doctor could write something and I completely disagree. How many times have I disagreed disagreed with other doctors, you know, on this show. I disagree with a lot of things out there. So, you know, what about, though, the idea that self-diagnosis is going to be more and more common as Obamacare unfolds and people can't afford, you know, going to the doctor and copays now are too high, deductibles are going too high? We are going to have to figure out how to make sure there is some sort of information or some sort of guidance that is out there on the internet. And as much as a lot of doctors would probably disagree with that, say, no, patients have to just go to the doctor. My fear is if we let all this rampant, like for example, blogs are on there. Now, some blogs are interesting, but there is medical advice being given by, you know, people who have had some medical issues, so they blog about it. So they start blogging about this stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, so if I have a lesion on my penis, it's probably just herpes, it's going to go away, whereas that could actually be penile cancer. So here's the other issue that we have. Let's say you have a website that says when to go to the doctor and when to treat yourself. Okay, so let's say you have a cough. All right, so a lot of people say you could treat a cough. You could just get some Robitussin over the counter. You could treat a cough. Well, I can't tell you how many times a cough actually signified something completely different. I've had patients that were pneumonias, heart attacks, going into diabetic ketoacidosis, and their presenting complaint was, I got this cough. Not to mention lung cancer, throat cancer, etc. And I'm not saying every cough means you're about to die, but I don't like the idea of somebody blowing it off. Now, over-the-counter medications, what a lot of them do is they say if your symptoms persist over 3 days or 4 days or 5 days or 2 weeks, go and consult a physician. That is very, very helpful. That's why I don't have a big beef about over-the-counter medications, because a lot of them say, look, if you're taking heartburn medication for over a week, you know, this could be something a little bit more significant, although heartburn actually could be a sign of a heart attack, so I don't think you should wait a whole week. But at least something, somebody out there is telling you to go and see a medical provider. And I used to say go and see a physician. Now it says go and see a medical provider. And I'm a huge fan of nurse practitioners and physician assistants and et cetera. So, you know, when it comes to self-diagnosing, can I give you a list of illnesses that you could self-diagnose? The answer is no. Because you may be assuming you have the wrong illness. Okay, so you have somebody with hiccups, somebody with chronic hiccups. We've talked about hiccups and how to manage hiccups. So somebody could say, oh, you know, my hiccups won't go away. So they'll go online, and there'll be somebody going, well, I use a little butternut squash, and you can do that. Meanwhile, they're having hiccups because they're having an inferior MI. They're having a heart attack that's irritating the diaphragm and the inferior portion of the heart. So, you know, I'm a physician. I got bills to pay. Just go to the doctor. Medical provider, nurse practitioner, PA, okay? We'll set you straight, all right? We know more than the computer. I know a lot of you guys go, oh, no, you know, I've tested Dahlia's knowledge to the computer. Okay, well, I may not know a lot of the entertainment news, et cetera. But listen, you typing something in and having a database spew out a whole variety of things, that's not what a family doctor or a medical provider can do for you. Because I'm looking at you. I'm touching you. I know about your family. I know about your family history. I am looking at the whole picture. You type in a PSA of 2.7, the computer's going to say that's normal, that's fine, etc. Yet if your PSA was 1 just 3 months ago, I got a problem with that PSA jumping to 2.7. You may have prostate cancer. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The last 32 hours left in the campaign, we are trying to raise like crazy as much money as possible to help these kids fight blood cancer. I know you guys are sick of talking about it, but I'm sure these kids are sick of having cancer. So whatever we can do to help these kids, please, please do so. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Click on the Help Fight Blood Cancer link. There's that little link there with a little red teardrop. Click on that. It's a real cute little button. It takes you to the website. Very secure way to donate. Even if it's just $5, we will take anything to help these kids out. Please do so. And for all of you that have donated and helped, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we're talking about over-the-counter medications, and some of you guys are really doing the jig and the dance hearing this one. Erectile dysfunction drug Cialis may soon be over-the-counter. Cialis maker Eli Lilly and pharmaceutical company Sanofi announced on Wednesday that they have agreed to seek permission from health regulators to sell the drug without a prescription. I know a lot of you are like, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I don't have to go to the doctor now for my erectile dysfunction, this medication, it's embarrassing, I get to self-diagnose, I get to now take the medicine, I don't have to spend money on doctors, etc. I'm going to tell you right now, if erectile dysfunction medications go over the counter, this will be the fall of our healthcare system. I'm going to tell you this right now, and not because there's anything wrong with Cialis so much being over the counter, it's the fact that men and millions of men will not go to the doctor now. The only reason why you guys even showed up to my office, it's not because you wanted your cholesterol checked. Do you think the average man really wants to know if he has borderline cholesterol or borderline diabetes and wants a woman like me to tell them to lose weight and go on a diet and quit eating meat? Yeah, I had to tell a diabetic yesterday he has to avoid red meat. He looked at me like, huh? And I looked back at him going, I know, huh? He's like, what? And I was like, what? He's like, what? And I clicked. Look, I didn't make this stuff up. They said no red meat for diabetics. He's like, what? I'm like, what? And the medical student is sitting there going, I don't understand. Why aren't you guys just vegans? And then we both looked at him and was like, what? Anyway, what? So, you know, you men don't come to me for that. You men come in because you want the little blue pill or the little yellow pill, or you want to be able to sit in a bathtub with your wife in the middle of a forest. And so these drugs have been, and I apologize if you feel I'm giving too much credit to Sanofi and Pfizer and Eli Lilly and AstraZeneca. Wait, who makes the Levitra? Darn. No, not Merck. I have to look that up. But whoever makes Levitra, I forget. It escaped me. Same people that make, I think, Avalox. Why can't I think? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Shearing, maybe? Anyway, I'll look it up. But you guys come to the doctor, and then I don't hand out Viagra like a Pez dispenser. I don't shoot it out. I go hold the phone, okay, or I say hold it for a second. Some of you guys literally hold it, and I go, no, don't hold it. But I go, hold it, all right, we need to check your heart. And you're like, well, why am I checking your heart? What? Then you guys do the whole what thing again. I go, well, it's because if you have lack of blood flow to the penis, you probably have lack of blood flow to other areas. Okay, and then the wife is usually there going, check his head, he has lack of blood flow to the head. You know, and she's actually right. Some of them do have carotid artery blockage and plaquing. So we have been able to prevent probably millions of heart attacks because we medical providers are saying, hold the phone, we're not going to give you the Viagra or the Cialis until we check your heart. Now, if Cialis is going to be over the counter, that's going to be a problem. Now, Cialis alone, we're not even talking Viagra. Cialis has been used by more than 45 million men worldwide. It has generated $14 billion in global sales in only 2013 alone. It has generated $2 billion in sales worldwide. Besides being prescribed for men, Cialis also has been started to be used for enlarged prostate glands. Now, you see, this also makes me a little nervous, because if you have an enlarged prostate and you have no idea if it's prostate cancer or not, and then you go and you take your Cialis, okay, who's watching the prostate? Yes, somebody needs to watch these things. See, this is the thing. A lot of you guys like to do this whole thing where, you know, you stick your head in the sand. Trust me, I've done it too. You know, if I don't go to the doctor, it doesn't get diagnosed. All right? But then what happens is a few years later, a few months later, we go, well, you've had this. Why didn't you come and get that checked out? Well, I don't know. And I, because it's over the counter. If it's over the counter, it means I don't have to see a doctor. Just because something is over the counter does not mean you don't have to see a medical provider. Did I get double negative? Also, there's some studies out saying Viagra may help boys with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It may seem to help blood flow to the muscles. We talked about that. So under Eli Lilly and Sanofi's agreement, Sanofi, I think, also made Ambien. Sanofi contains the exclusive right. See, you guys, for those of you that hated pharmaceutical companies, you guys are starting to go, pharmaceutical companies are kind of nice guys after all. I don't know if they're nice guys, but boy, have they revolutionized, you know, just the way we have sex, the way we sleep. Maybe in the long run, this could hurt, but for now, a lot of people are happy. I guess Sanofi obtains the exclusive rights to apply for the approval of Cialis over-the-counter in U.S., Europe, Australia, and Canada, but it remains uncertain if drug regulators will allow it because there could be side effects. So what kind of side effects does Cialis have? Well, like Viagra, et cetera, Levitra, if you take it with any nitrates, it could cause a rapid drop in blood pressure. It could also cause, I don't know if Cialis for sure, but we heard of certain visual changes, blue hues with the Viagra, et cetera. And I'm sure there's other issues as well. But to me, the biggest risk you are taking when you take an erectile dysfunction drug is the fact that you are not getting something else checked out. I can't tell you how many people come in for Viagra or Cialis or whatever, and I end up diagnosing them with diabetes. Okay, so I know a lot of you guys want to avoid that. You want to run the other way. I get that. I get that. But, and I also know that a lot of you guys want to save money. I get that. You know, some doctors are loving this idea because, you know, you heard of that, one cardiologist that got sued because one of his patients was in a menage a trois and drops dead of a heart attack. Well, you know, the liability seems to go away. If you go and take something over the counter and we doctors didn't prescribe it, it's a lot harder to sue us when something goes wrong. But you see, I'm not looking at that. I don't want you getting the heart attack to begin with. Now, if you guys have seen the heart doctor, if you've had your cardiac testing, if your cholesterol is good, you don't have coronary artery disease, and the cardiologist says you are good, then I'd say go have at it. I want you guys having sex. I think it's great. I love it when my husband has sex. And even when he wants to have it with me. So we want a very sexually active, monogamously sexually active population. Okay? It's good exercise. It's great. Maybe it increases intimacy for some of you guys. Maybe some of you will spoon. Maybe some of you will cuddle. I think it's nice. I love the idea that couples can have sex again now that they're older. I think that's awesome. However, if you have a body part that's not functioning right, remember, diseases don't just always isolate one particular body part. There is a chance that a bunch of body parts are affected. You copy? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about how a lot of the low-fat foods are finding, we're finding more and more sugar. We're also finding that if you sleep with your curtains closed, right, and you block more light, you could decrease your chance of obesity. Don't ask. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.